brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 30 minutes, we have Darwin joining us. Mr. Darwin Bordedecker is the spokesman for the Texas Gun Show. That's the name of it. We have the public notice up on Infowars.com. Color of law, it says you must comply. No private sales of guns, which is legal in almost every state. Private citizens get to sell the guns they've bought for themselves. At flea markets, at garage sales, to their neighbors, at gun shows. And they've tried to ban this all over the country, federally and at the state level. They've been defeated. So now in Austin, the BATFE and the Austin police just showed up at the gun show and said, it's all shut down, you're not doing it. Then had some illegal aliens sell it to some private seller who refused to follow it. And the BATFE is all over it trying to set you up because it's not illegal to sell it to your neighbor. Somehow they claim, though, that if it's an illegal alien, and, of course, the illegal always tries to tell you they're an illegal to sting you. So they're doing anything they can to go after law-abiding citizens. I want to go to Keith in Ohio, who says he's a police officer, Mark in Florida. I appreciate them having the courage to call in this once free country to give us their response to this. We talked to the brother of a police officer when the BATFE did knock and talk, coming to their door where they show up and say, we want to talk about your guns. Let us come in and inspect them. And then they force their way in. And he was freaked out. Keith in Ohio, what's your take on all of this?
Well, Alex, it's just one more step down that path to trying to take firearms away from the private individuals. In Ohio, we had a couple years ago, state sales agents came to the Dayton Gun Show and went around and started issuing tickets to everyone for not having a vendor's license. And they got about halfway through the show, and they went to this one guy who was set up there, and they asked him for his ID, and he gave it to him. They wrote him a ticket. He said, what you're doing is illegal, and you're going to get in trouble. And they started saying, we know what we're doing. He goes, your boss is so-and-so? Yeah. His boss is so-and-so? Yeah. I'm his boss. And you're handing out tickets to people who have already paid taxes on items, and they're reselling them at private sale. And he said, all the citations you've issued are illegal. So they were going around trying to get them pulled back in, and a bunch of the dealers had already left, the private dealers. Now, the vendor's license dealers and the firearms dealers were still set up at the show, and in doing so, Mayor Bloomberg this year came out and sent undercover sting operatives to the show. They spent
That's right. He, Bloomberg, stay there. I'm going to hold you over. This is so key. You know, because I recognize the cases you're bringing up, and this is a very important call. Bloomberg is in more than 14 states. He's even down in Florida sending his undercover people into other states so he can then try to sue your states like he is the king of the country. Go ahead.
Yeah, what they did is they were coming into the gun shows and then going around and trying to buy off of private sales. And then after they'd agree on price and stuff, they would drop a hint that maybe they couldn't pass a background check or do some other stuff. And then they were using selective video, not using all the videos, and then trying to shut down the Dayton gun shows. Well, what happened is the guy that runs the Dayton gun shows came out on his own, and he's issued little booklets that he hands out at the gun show, making sure everyone's following the state law.
That's how you do it. You get everybody together to realize the stings are happening or they kill our culture.
Right. And what they did is he's issuing these little booklets to educate sellers on how to recognize a straw buyer or how to try to these stings happen, and giving them out saying, look, you got to just check he's a resident of the state, that they're over the proper age, if it's 18 for a rifle or a shotgun or 21 for a handgun. You verify their driver's license. They verify yours. That makes it legal sale in Ohio without having to go through the Bitnick's background check.
But again, under common law, a citizen can sell to their neighbor. It's not their fault if it turns out the neighbor was a bad guy. You know, the answer is more guns, less crime. Stay there. I want to come back to you, Keith, and let you finish from Ohio, a police officer, then Mark in Florida, police officer. And we need more police officers to speak out so you're not ordered to engage in tyranny. And it's the citizen's job to stop this. The Austin Police Department is outrageous.
afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For those that just joined us, this is how tyranny works. In the past, they would have cities and counties pass unconstitutional local ordinances against private sale of guns at flea markets, gun shows, garage sales to your neighbors, to your grandson, giving a gun under the law they tried to pass in Texas to your grandson is a crime. We beat those laws. So the BATFE, the feds, are running around all over the country just intimidating, stinging, harassing, trying to set up people at gun shows. Now, in Austin, they don't even do that. They just say, no more private sales. You've got to register at all. You've got to go through the NICS system with no law, not even an unconstitutional local ordinance under them. And they know this is illegal. They know. And Keith is a police officer in Ohio who's seen this go on, but who have been successful against defeating it. I mean, what is your take on just how much trouble the APD and the BATFE should get in trouble for, or what laws you believe this violates or regulations? And separately, what would you do if you were an Austin cop ordered to do unconstitutional things?
To do something unconstitutional, you have a process, and it's usually in most law enforcement agencies, it's written right into their standards and procedures. You do not have to follow a lawful order, period. If it's unlawful, it is unlawful, and you do not follow it. If you get a write-up for it, you get a write-up for it, but you're going to end up winning that because it goes against your policies and goes against the laws of the state of wherever you're working. And any administrator who tries to force you to do an unlawful act by coercion is also subjecting himself to a USC 1983 lawsuit.
But then they don't promote you.
That's sometimes the case, but you have to have the sand in the wheels, so to say, to slow down this train wreck.
And you have to get good police chiefs. I mean, why? 20 years ago, police chiefs were always from the town. Why do they always bring them in, Department of Justice recommended, from some far-off city?
Big money buys big power. And in our state, in Ohio, we have the big cities of Cleveland and Cincinnati and Columbus and Dayton and Toledo. And their chiefs of police, and somewhat to the effect their local sheriffs, are influenced by that big donor money, and they follow the party line. The small county sheriffs are pro-gun and pro-Second Amendment. The big city ones are pretty much influenced by the large donors from those, say, left-wing radical organizations that don't want guns. They have a bigger crime violence in their cities, and they think that that's just due to the fact that guns are readily accessible, even though the Bureau of Justice statistics show that less than 1% of U.S. gun crimes came from gun shows.
Well, people don't rob heavily armed rural areas or cities where people are heavily armed. The crime statistics are voluminous that the cesspits of crime are Chicago, New York, and L.A., every major city that has massive victim disarmament legislation. And I'm going to go to another police officer, but Keith, in closing, in 1775, the Revolutionary War started over gun confiscation, and the resistance was led by the local constables, by the local police and sheriffs. And I believe that's going to happen again. That's why Obama is creating a council of governors so he can rubber stamp and take over the states but still claim that the states some have authority, but he appoints the governors. That's why they've set up Homeland Security. But they've got a problem. Most of the military and police I talk to are fully awake and upset about what's happening. We see national studies, 98% of police said they're pro-Second Amendment. So how can this be happening if 90-plus percent are pro-Second Amendment and the police and military are awake? I mean, is it that the leadership are a bunch of globalists?
Well, I wouldn't say that the local leadership are, but on a national level and the large donor base is of that mindset, and it's a trickle-down effect. They ramp the grants towards that type of stuff. You apply to try to get grants to help out your local small agencies due to budget cuts. And the wording and the way that they ramp those grants out makes you have to take the bait and buy into their programs to get it.
Are police officers starting to wake up faster in your area?
Yes. The rural law enforcement officer is from the local community. He is of the local community and has the mindset of the local community. The big city ones are often people that are pulled out of the socialized institutions, the big city, and they don't have the same mindset. The local officer is covering 300-500 square miles by himself. He realizes that an armed populace is a very good benefit to him when he needs a backup. And a lot of your local agencies all have that policy that they can deputize somebody on the spot to assist them in apprehending a criminal. And, in fact, in Ohio, it's still the law that it's a civil penalty if you do not aid a law enforcement officer who
same thing in Texas.
Help.
Same thing in Texas. I mean, my mother growing up in Austin, when somebody got out of the prison or the jail or the lunatic asylum, and she lived near that, the sheriff would just drive around and knock on doors and say, come help me, get your rifles. Now, if you try to do that, the police will gun you down in my town.
Yeah, in Ohio, that law still exists, and it's sometimes used in the rural areas where somebody's trying to apprehend a criminal, and somebody, usually just a good citizen, will jump out and try to assist that officer. But the statutes are still on the book for that to happen.
We need to get back to that. That's real Homeland Security. Keith, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Alex.
This is shocking to me, though, folks. This isn't using business license write-ups or bureaucracy. This is just showing up and saying, we are going to lawlessly, that's what lawlessness is, no law. I mean, it's one thing if a law is unconstitutional, but just to show up with no law and say, we're shutting down your private sales at the gun show? Let's go to Mark in Florida, then Kurt Nimmo. Mark in Florida, another police officer. What do you think of this? Here's the notice right here.
It's disgusting. It's totally unconstitutional, and people should put up a red flag and not go along with it.
What do you think went through the minds of the Austin police when they were ordered to go help the feds do this?
You know, I think it's like you were talking about the knock and talks earlier, and, you know, people just give in. Most of the time, they'll just let officers come in their house and search or do whatever, and it's the same thing with traffic stops. Police officers make traffic stops every day for a traffic violation, and then they say, you mind if I search your car? And 95% of them won't stand up and say no, and they'll know that they have stuff in their car that's contraband, but they won't do it. And people just need to not be intimidated, and they need to stand up. And if we all stand together, they can't put everybody in jail. It's just disgusting what's happening in this country overall. It's just terrible.
Well, I want to warn everybody like I did in the first hour. The New London Kelo decision said private interests can take your land without paying you. And that's what tyranny is. This is all being done so your pension funds can be taken, so that taxes can be raised to pay interest to the foreign banks. And that's why this is happening. That's what Homeland Security is for. And so all these domesticated cowards that are scared of guns and the Second Amendment, they need to know that tyranny isn't going to stop just with their guns. This is only the beginning. Mark, I mean, points you want to make about this, statements you want to make about this?
Just that people need to wake up. I'm trying to wake up my officers as much as I can. For instance, at the beginning of the year, I did a little presentation at Roll Call, my predictions for 2010, and it kind of opened up the door. And I had an officer approach me the other day, just before Roll Call, and he said, "Hey, I watched Jesse Ventura last night." And then I had to start Roll Call. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. So later on in the evening, I sent him a message, and I said, "Hey, you want to stop and get some coffee?" And he said, "Sure." And so we had an opportunity to talk about issues and stuff like that. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get people woken up to it. I'm trying to get people on the same page, because we need to stand together. That's the only way that we're going to win this battle.
And, Mark, I agree with you, because I told MSNBC yesterday when they came to interview me for Chris Matthews for a documentary he's making for MSNBC, I explained to the lady, I said, this has all been scripted, and we have the RAND Corporation and all their own admissions. They want to squeeze the people. They want to push the people while brainwashing the police against the population, so the police get abusive, the public starts hating the police to make us enemies with each other, and they do plan to have a violent revolution in this country that they're going to use to bring in total police state. In the process, local police are going to be devastated. We need to stop this now. We need to not have this go to violence. But the establishment wants it. They are pushing, because they're going to be off in their ivory towers in Europe and in New York with their bodyguards. And they're going to have you, Mark, with all these officers under you, sounds like you're a officer in your department, marching out to engage in tyranny as they bring in unlimited illegal aliens and criminals, as the society implodes, as crime rates explode, as the society falls apart, as the public is becoming immoral and very evil. It's not just police that we see becoming more and more corrupt. I mean, we are a sick society, and we need good leadership like yours and others to take the risk of sticking your head up to the tyranny, because the risk is greater to go along with it. We know where this river leads over the edge of the falls. We've got to get out of the comfort zone now. We have got to. I mean, I've got chills right now, folks. Do you realize how real this is? The danger we're in? I mean, almost every single member of the Obama administration gives public speeches saying they're communist and they want Mao Zedong. I mean, you cannot make this magnitude of evil up. Mark, God bless you. Good to hear from you. We're going to come back with Kurt Nimmo briefly. I want to have a talk with him live on air. You can kind of see some of the behind the scenes that goes on here. It enrages me. It angers me. It also exhausts me. I mean, it's illegal. The police can't show up and say you can't sell guns without a law. You can't do it.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now, 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD, 800-578-6279, 800-578-6279.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There are literally hundreds of state laws this violates. And then there's the Commerce Clause, the Constitution. The feds are in Austin. They order the APD to go down there and say no private sales, which is completely legal. They've tried to ban it at the legislature over and over again. I mean, if they get away with this, the sky's the limit. I want to bring Kurt Nemo up. He wrote a very important article. Feds, cops attempt to shut down legal gun sales in Austin. Steve Watson has the headline at prisonplanet.com. BATF notice bans private gun sales in Texas. They did ban it. And then to make it look legal, they had some illegal alien, we're confirming this happened, people witnessed this arrest, go in and some old guy was trying to sell a shotgun. He sold it to the illegal, which wasn't illegal because it's a private sale. It's not his job to know that under the law. You still have that private right. He wasn't a gun dealer under federal control, and they arrested him. So they do that in these staged events. Going to Kurt Nimmo. Kurt, we need to really get on this and go over what Jack McClam pointed out, go over the points I made, the police officers that called in, how they've tried to use, I remember seeing that in the news in several states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, other places, where they go in and try to ban private sales through local business licenses. But they can't ban garage sales. They can't ban all of these different events. Though the feds put a ruling out this year. Remember the Fox News headline? 5 years in prison for garage sale. So they're trying to implement this. You've already paid tax on something. You're allowed to resell it. So they try all these regulations. Now they're not even doing that. They just show up and say no sales. I mean, that is tyranny when they just announce, I've got a gun, I've got a uniform, I'm your God.
Yeah, you know, Alex, even under the Federal Firearms Ownership Protection Act of 1986, people aren't required to, do background checks on people they sell guns to. So they're even violating their own, their own laws against the Second Amendment.
Be sure and add that. That's right. We've passed laws to stop this before, and they just break the law. They're not just breaking the law, making something up when there's no law. They're breaking laws.
That's right. You know, like I told you prior to coming on, this is a totally egregious violation of the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. And I think legally, if people are going to stop this kind of nonsense, that's what they're going to have to go to is go to the Supreme Court and argue that this is a violation of the Commerce Clause of the Constitution.
Well, we need to hit them on all fronts. We need to stop this in Austin right now, Kurt. But we need to just churn out more stories, more of the angles, and point out to people, you've done a great job of this one article, that this is completely illegal. I mean, they can't just make up whatever they want.
No, they can't. But, you know, what they're trying to do in, what's her name, Carolyn McCarthy, the notorious gun grabber, she introduced the Gun Show Loophole Closing Act of 2009. Let me see, it's H.R. 2324. And what they're trying to do is close down the gun shows through this new law. And they're actually trying to tie this to terrorism. If you read the bill, you know, they make these comparisons to, you know, illegal gun sales being terrorism. It's insane.
I just hope
Frank Wattenberg also introduced a bill. So the Democrats are introducing another bill too. This is called Gun Show Background Check Act of 2009.
And that's another issue. Obama keeps saying, I don't want your guns, even though he writes all these letters and introduced laws as a state senator, even though all his czars are calling for complete banning, even though they're harassing everybody, they're coming after our guns while denying they're doing it.
That's right. Well, the Democrats are really behind these laws. I mean, the Loophole Closing Act has 35 co-sponsors, mostly Democrats, and Lautenberg's Senate bill has 15 co-sponsors, all of them Democrats. So this is basically coming out of the Obama administration, as you pointed out.
But again, he uses that military tactic of going with the bills, going with the regulations, going with the color of law, going with the tyranny, while getting on the news going, these crazy conspiracy theorists, they think that we want their guns.
Well, it doesn't help that there's like 17 states that are, regulating gun shows as well. Let me see, California, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Oregon, New York, Illinois, and Colorado. And 4 states, Hawaii, Maryland, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, require background checks at gun shows on handguns. So states are working with the feds as well to implement this.
Well, we know they're coming after our guns, but the issue is this is a new development to just have the feds show up and say, we don't need laws anymore. You're done. And then arrest someone. I mean,
it's insane. I mean, it's insane that the federal government has no jurisdiction over intra-sale firearms at all. None. Under the Commerce Clause.
We need another headline like gun sales banned in Austin without law, illegal, and then point out the Commerce Clause because you've done some great research, Kurt Nimmo. I know that'll be up later this evening at Infowars.com. Your current article is up there. Great job. Thank you so much, Kurt, for the wonderful work you do at Infowars.com.
Take care.
Great job. Kurt Nimmo, you heard him. What a researcher. You hear all those facts, all the laws they're violating?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack H. Obama. It covers the banking heist, the environmental takeover with the carbon tax, the anti-gun activity being done extrajudicially by fiat color of law. You need to get this DVD. You can get it for $9.95, half price, when you get it with a new film we're carrying, Shadow Government. Amazing filmmakers. We're discounting this out of the gate. You need to get Shadow Government, showing you the shadow national security state that's been set up, who have openly stated in the secret Homeland Security documents that we got and released last year, stating that all gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans are the number one threat to the government. The government is illegitimate. It's criminal. It is illegal to have the BATFE go find a client-willing pet city like Austin and go to Police Chief Art Aceveda and say, no law, we're just going to go into the town, the city, and we're going to show up at a gun show and say, you can't have private sale of firearms. And they're trying to shut it down at flea markets, garage sales, selling to your neighbor. They tried to pass laws in Texas and every other state. Several have passed states, have passed laws at several state levels where you can't even buy your grandson a handgun, a rifle, a shotgun. You can't buy your wife a gun and give it to her for Christmas. You've got to be registered. And that's what this has always been about. Now, here is the actual notice that was being handed out to people in Austin at the Texas Gun Show. That's the name of the vendors. And it's a family-owned business. Darwin Bedeker is the operator of it. And reading the notice, it says, public notice, selling of firearms at the direction of the Austin Police Department, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, at the direction. No law, not even a city ordinance. And that would have been overturned by the state. The city laws have to be in line with the state law. At the direction of the Austin Police Department, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, anyone selling a firearm at this show location will be asked. So it's color of law. They're asking to comply with the following. Any person selling a personal firearm must, that's the felony, that's the color of law, the torturous interference, the racketeering, the civil rights violation, masquerading under uniform and with guns, under false authority, attacking commerce and civil rights. Any person selling a personal firearm must, you're being commanded now by uniform, claiming the power of the state, illegitimately, must go through a licensed FFL dealer in the show to transfer the firearm to the new owner. Two, selling of firearms in the parking lot will not be permitted. Thank you for your cooperation. So, see, it's meant to be written legally where they think they can get out of it by saying, we're asking you that you must. This is serious fraud. And as far as I know, watching this closely, this is the first time in the country this has been done in my town of Austin, Texas. Talking to Mr. Bedeker, one of the operator of the Texas Gun Show, he said that this is the first time in Texas. They were told Thursday of this, and here joining us for the next 25 minutes is Darwin Bedeker. And again, they're totally against this. They're getting a petition signed to go to the Attorney General. This is totally illegal. The state better stop it. He's getting a lot of hate mail right now that he's not behind it. He's got these armed thugs doing this. This is tyranny. This is the end of America. This is directive of President Obama and the BATFE. Mr. Bedeker, thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you heard the things I just broke down. I want to go over that later with you. But now, blow by blow, tell us what really happened, what they told you, what unfolded.
Okay, the exact story is Thursday at 2 o'clock, we had a meeting in Austin, Texas, with the Austin Police Department, the ATF, and the people from the North Market Event Center, and HEB. Now, the reason HEB is important is they're actually the main leaseholder under Walmart. Walmart owns that building that everybody knows as the Crockett Center, or now the North Austin Event Center. So what happened was they made these recommendations to me, and basically because the gun show that used to be there before us was a lot larger, a lot bigger, that they said that the APD and ATF had pending cases of people selling firearms in the gun shows without a license, actually setting up and selling.
And I knew that was going to happen. That's the extortion. Basically,
yes.
We're going to end up setting you up. We're going to shut your show down if you don't let us, through color of law, intimidate people and go ahead and basically kill your show to begin with, running their fake stings in there with the illegal aliens they use. Go ahead.
Exactly. And basically what had happened is in this meeting when we first sat down, the detectives that are in this meeting did not even realize that we were a different gun show promoter. They thought that there was no difference. And only after we told them that we're not even the same gun show that you had these cases against, did she realize that.
I'm going to stop you. This is too huge. This is so illegal. They are so ham-fisted, they think they're doing an internal sting plea bargain with you to get you to waive your rights. Hey, we've got these cases against you, buddy boy.
Exactly.
See, they've already run the other show out of business or out of Austin. Now they've got you, and they're like, listen, Mac, you're going to do this with us. You're going to help us run stings. We're going to mount cameras in the ceiling. I don't know if this happened, but this happened in other areas. Or once you were pimped by them, then they would bring that up later. We're shutting down guns in America. We may let you sell for a while, but the Second Amendment's over. You know, that's basically the message. So this gets a lot deeper and a lot. I'm sorry. I just love the Second Amendment. I love commerce. I love freedom. I'm going to shut up. Start over. Okay. You get called. Let me guess. Oh, will you meet with us? And so you show up. Where were you? Go over it all.
I showed up to the building that they specified. It was, I don't remember the exact address of it, but it was one of their facilities that also PD uses for, I guess, interviews and stuff like that. And, they invited HEB to the meeting, and basically what it was they scared HEB into basically telling me I had to follow these recommendations or I wouldn't have a show.
And what on the stop? That's racketeering right there. Organized crime, organized fraud, extortion. They get the leaseholder. You've already contracted. They twist arms right there to violate the Second Amendment and commerce and free market. They get HEB under threat, you under criminal threat, all these threats to agree to this, and you have the courage to come out and expose them. Who was there? What was there? Oh, my God, this is so criminal. Please continue.
So, basically, we had about a two-hour meeting back and forth, and I asked them specifically, why is this happening in Austin and nowhere else? And they just backpedaled and said, well, because we're here, meaning that the two detectives and the other ATF agent. And I asked them then, I was like, well, you realize I'm basically the smallest promoter on the, you know, on the totem pole. I don't find it coincidence that, you know, you found a promoter that you could actually, you know, pressure into doing this, because, I mean, they told me Thursday I only had two choices. You know, it was either cancel the show on Friday when vendors have already driven, you know, long distances to set up,
oh my
or
God.
Try to comply with their recommendations.
So that was a threat of ruin. That was a threat of embargo with no, oh, that, sir, you've got a civil rights lawsuit on the APD and the BATFE that they are. If you stand up to them, they're over. And then when they try to racketeer and set up your gun shows more, you've really got them. My God, these people are criminal. So they told you, you do what we say, color of law, or we're shutting you down. That is 10 times worse than just, oh my God. Do you realize what they've done, sir?
Oh, yeah. No, I realize it. It's just, it, you know, I didn't, they told me Thursday that, you know, this had to be done, and by Friday, you know, vendors are starting to show up, and I'm trying to explain to them, you know, what happened. And,
no, they always,
you know,
do it in the quiet. They always do it behind closed doors and then ask you to go out and take the heat. Sir, what were these guys' names? What did they say to you? How did they treat you? What went on? Give us all the details of this criminal operation. This is a mafia. This is how the mafia operated in New York and Chicago.
Well, from the Austin Police Department, it was a Sergeant Fleming that was in a meeting, a Detective Long, Detective Russell, and a Detective Vineyard, and from the ATF, it was a Daniel Jones. Those were the law people that were inside the meeting.
And they took you in there and squeezed you to basically become their operative when you're a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, they sat there and they read all this long sheet of 911 calls, pending cases, all this stuff that they had dug up over the four, you know, however many years that they were doing it against the other gun show.
14.
And then when I told them, the gentleman from the North Austin event.
I'm going to stop you again. They always use emotion. Oh, look, over the years, there's been, you know, 15 problems in the 14 years. That's, you know, they were there when I went on air 14 years ago. So more than 14 years. And so, see, that's the new law they use. Like in France, they had 152 husbands and wives kill each other, so now they're banning arguing and may even ban marriage. Some parents abuse their kids. Now everyone gets a camera in their home in England when you have kids. See, oh, there might be somebody that gets a gun and commits a crime, so you have to do this now outside of law. I mean, this is, I'm sorry. Please continue.
Well, the worst part of it all was, you know, people coming in through the door that I handed these flyers to and that they willingly signed a petition for, you know, the people that didn't take the time to actually hear, you know, what was going on because they were so frustrated, you know, basically called me every name in the book. I had one older gentleman that was
Sir, that's your, hold on, that's one of your major. you watch, your next show compared to previous shows will be down by 50% unless we get the word out.
It's going to be down more than that. It's going to be down more
than
that.
Sir, they've destroyed you. They have engaged in an act of COINTELPRO. Write that word down. It's illegal. They got caught in the 70s doing it to destroy you. They infiltrated. They knew that this would destroy your operation, and they have – this is assault. This is a robbery. This is grand larceny, sir.
I feel the same way. And the sad thing was that they sat there and told me, well, if you do this, you'll get more licensed, FFL, Federal Firearms License dealers in there. Well, actually, I had two of my largest FFL dealers actually cancel the day before the show when I told them about it.
They don't want to be in a major sting op. Did they tell you? Or if you would have gone along with them, I wish I'd known about this, and I told you to go along with it enough to really get into their criminal operation. So we're infiltrating these criminals right now as the organic citizenry. I mean, they are the mafia. We're the equivalent of the real citizens FBI here. I guarantee you they would have asked you to set people up next. Or did they ask that?
No, they did not ask that. No.
Okay. All right, continue. Give me every detail of their operation. Give me every so you're in this building. Continue.
Yeah, I'm in this building. It's basically a two-hour meeting of them trying to, tell all the woes of the show that was there before. And the whole time, the guy from HEB is hearing all this. And, this gentleman he's probably never even been to a gun show. He doesn't, he doesn't care about a gun show. So he basically turns to me and says, well, you need to follow these recommendations or there's no show.
Recommendations. So they threaten to financially ruin you if you don't follow their recommendation, which is color of law, racketeering, fraud. Man, these guys are in trouble. Now, who said that to you specifically?
Well, the gentleman's name is Brett Baker. He's the guy from HEB. And he was the one that...
I'm saying what the police did to him was illegal, threatening him and his business and your business if he didn't do that. What I'm saying is the police, so they used them to do this.
Yeah, because I know where my morality meter stands, and if they would have looked me straight in the face and said, you need to follow these recommendations, they know what I would have told them. But basically, by them inviting ACB to the meeting, they knew that they could intimidate him, and by him telling me I had to follow these recommendations or they were going to close the door, then, I would have had to cancel the show. Because
now, did any of the police or did the federal regulator, the federal thug, did they ever say you've got to do this?
No.
Which even shows more evidence.
They made it a point to keep on repeating themselves. These are just recommendations. Where they knew the whole time when they called this meeting and they invited this person from ATB that he would choose the decision that he chose.
That's only more proof of the fraud. We have the notice they wrote up. We have them saying you must. They produced this, correct?
No, we produced that notice that we handed out.
They told you to produce it, though?
Yes, they said that would be a good way to let the public know what was going on.
Did they give you an email, or did they verbally tell you how to write it?
No, they just verbally told me.
Yeah, they don't want a paper trail because, boy, let me tell you, this is elite. Look, they're in the jury in the land won't burn these guys because they're just like when the mafia gets caught with different layers to protect themselves, that only burns them worse.
Oh, I understand. And like I said, I received, I had a gentleman that was 75 years old come up to me in the show Saturday morning and says, I hear you're the promoter of the show. And I said, yes, sir. And he goes, well, I just want to let you know that if I would have had a son that was like you, I would have shot him when he was born. I mean, do you have any idea I'm so pro-gun and pro-right that it's not even funny to have a gentleman three times my age tell me that. I didn't know what else to tell him besides I'm sorry.
Well, again, we're a racketeer.
My mom actually, welcomes people at the door. My brothers work security. I mean, we're the lowest on gun show promoters. We're the bottom totem pole.
No, I understand. Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you. Were there police officers or BATFE goons loitering around to make sure that people were told about this and going around checking? Because you said they did bust somebody in there for the non-crime.
Yeah.
Of selling a gun to somebody without a license?
Yes.
You have them.
They were there Saturday. The ATF and the detectives that were in the meeting. They were all there Saturday.
Man, this is evil. So I also heard that they set somebody up in a private sale with an illegal. Is that accurate?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the great details of it, so I don't want to say anything that's not true. But I did witness them escorting one of my vendors out that had sold a gun to somebody, and then he was outside for, I don't know, probably an hour and a half, and then they released him. I guess.
So they did it for show. More color of law. Just like the feds pay for billboards that say report illegal guns with a picture of a revolver. There is no law against the revolver, creating the perception that we are a criminal group of gun owners.
Exactly. But, yeah, they definitely did it in front of everybody so everybody could see.
Sickening filth. Sir, I've got to hold you over. I need to fully debrief you with all this information. We need to get the Texas Rifle Association behind you. We need lawsuits filed. We need to go after the APD. Who really seemed to be the boss, the BATFE or the local Austin people?
Actually, no. The ATF agent, Daniel, basically, he was the one that proposed the recommendations that we followed. But as far as the rest of the meeting, he didn't say a lot. It was
he proposed the regulations. He was the boss. This is directly from Obama.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Darwin Bedeker from the Texas Gun Show on shows up in Austin. gets told he needs to show up at a meeting. They've got the HEB owners of the former Crockett Center, but you can't name something after Davy Crockett. That's evil. So they've named it something else. And they tell him, you're not going to have your gun show unless you do this. And the BATFE says, here's what we think you should write up and say to people. Then they're there. They do a show arrest, release the person. I mean, this is all fraud. This is classical tyranny. This is how it worked in Russia and Nazi Germany and Soviet China. This is what they're doing. When you put your kids in public school, they're learning to hate the Second Amendment. Sir, you fought back against this. So did the police or anybody, or it sounded like they knew what they were doing was really illegal, so they were being careful, but not careful enough, because what we have here and the fake arrest, did they start getting upset by your petition to the Attorney General? Because you're right. Who advised you to go to the state? Because the state writes the laws. They can't just make up laws on their own.
Yeah, no, they didn't. I don't know if they even saw the petition, because they didn't even come in the front door. They came in actually a side door of the show. So I don't. And the petition was right there at the front door where people enter.
And
the other thing that I was going to mention is what they did and what they basically made me follow. You know, our shows are small anyways, and in comparison to the gun shows, they're really small. But, you know, we're the only gun show that allows you to come back Sunday with your Saturday's admission. So we try to do things differently to help people, you know, out. And I basically had to go $2 down on admission to even get people to come in once they saw, you know, 65 of my tables were missing because of cancellations. So, I mean, I didn't know what else to do.
That's where you can really get them, is the fact that they shut down your business and financially hurt you and then emotionally hurt you, having people come up and call you a traitor. And then they didn't trust you to probably sign your petition, probably thinking the government wanted their names, because they've tried to get gun shows to get Social Security numbers in other areas of the country. Other points about what happened: were the police pleased with how they ruined your freedom and illegally intimidated your show into the ground? I mean, did you ever talk
to... I walked back to the concession stand, which is at the back of the show. Anybody that's been in that building know that it's in the back of the show. And the two detectives that were actually in the meeting were sitting down in civilian clothes at one of the tables, I guess just watching and surveying everything. And I walked back to them, and where there used to be tables in the second half of the building, where you walk directly to the concession stand, there were no more tables. So you actually had to walk past a bare place, a building that was probably 50 feet wide, where there were no tables anymore because of cancellations. And I walked back to them, and I said, take a look around. I go, this, I hope this is what y'all were looking for. And she kind of made a half grin and was like, well, you know, we don't want to shut you down, but we just want everybody... that, you know, everybody that can't buy guns, you know, has to go through a background check.
So she admitted the crime. I mean, she admitted there's no law to get the background check, but that's what they wanted. And
that's what they wanted, yes.
What is her name?
Detective Long. I don't have her first name.
She needs to be indicted for racketeering. I'm telling you. Sir, are you going to sue these people?
I'll do whatever I can in my power. Just my financial resources are so minuscule compared to what
well,
I
it's
know
clear.
It would take.
I'm going to get you back on for the next show. I'm going to be down there this time, and we're going to get hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of people to come support you and stand beside you. But that's how tyranny works. They grab you, then you get blamed for it as the victim. We need to come support you and support your show and not let them kill the Austin Gun Show. They already shut down the other one that used to be in a city building. The city said, we're not going to allow it. Now you go out and get a private building. No, you can't have that either. Or we can find somebody else with a big warehouse or building and have it there, and they'll try to set us up there. You're going to have to print out pamphlets to warn everybody, but we can't let them run everybody off. Stay there. Back in 1 minute.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.